Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Shoot me a bird. 10th grade, the way was paved for me and Dre to create. Like Dr. Frankenstein, the arts and crafts. Now could we make a difference? Antoine Patton and Andre Benjamin been jamming for you crabbing. Rap niggas and journalists that's quick to misprint public and private business. Then retract back for deaf ears and think it's dismissed. Part 2, the sequel, all new cast. This ain't the same gang of nerds on the internet slandering your name behind that screen name. They're lame and their life is pretty plain. M&Ms with no nuts won't show up face to face. Straight bitch made like puppies on the nipples of a mutt. Address it on a case-by-case basis like the judge. What about these lying assholes trying to plot? Or these niggas on the block who want the queen? Nigga, please. But even she can walk, we'll miss her. We ain't gon' fake it, but God don't make mistakes. Must be something bigger waiting.
Starts off like a small-town marriage. Lovely wife and life, baby carriage. Now all the stars have cars, success of course.
Love you but you hate me at the same time. Lights, camera, action, it's game time.
Do you take this here as your lovely wife? To love her and cherish her for all your life? I solemnly swear to dare share and take you there. And me and you together, baby, we a lucky pair. It's been a long time, we walk a thin line. Others say they got you, but you've been mine. As I sit back and watch all the cat fights, domestic violence, is that right? But you love a dog, gave me the spotlight. And now I'm going up, showing up, blowing up. I never ever thought that we were separated all. But you played me like a game of football. Used to feed me, need me, dress me. Now it's so messy, straight cut out and left me.
Hollywood divorce. All the fresh styles always start off as a good little hood thing. Look at blues, rock, jazz, rap. Not even talking about music, everything else too. By the time it reach Hollywood, it's over. But it's cool. We just keep it going, make new shit.
Take our game, take our name. Give us a little fame, and then they kick us to the curb. That's a cold thing.
All right, guys, royalty, royalty, royalty. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of the Enhancing Awareness Radio, guys. I am your host, Haruda 7 Oracle, guys. And today we're going to have an interesting, interesting podcast, guys. Oh. So today, guys, on today's podcast, I had did a poll in the Facebook group. If you guys do not know about the Facebook group, if you want to interact with me, you can always do that in my Facebook group, guys, Enhancing Awareness Radio. You can use the link tree in the show notes, and once you go on the link tree, you'll see it. It's a Facebook group, and you'll click that, and you can, you know, for laughs, for, you know, inspiration, you know, comedy, upliftment. You know what I mean? It's all there, guys. So I had did a poll. Well, not a poll, really, but just a post, right? And but I had posed a question. And it was a question of divorce, you know. And I said, I love the fact in the world that we live in today, I love the fact many people call it divorce, but I like to call it, you know, people taking their power back. Because when you get to an aspect of divorce, you know, why divorce, right? So, hold on, pause real quick, y'all. we still getting our morning rituals on, y'all. So, when it comes to the topic of divorce, you guys, again, I like to look at it as people taking their power back. You know what I mean? Because sometimes divorce could be necessary. I know in my sessions, I do not encourage people, you know, to leave their spouses. I don't outright tell them that, but I do encourage you taking your power back. So if taking your power back means that, you know what I mean? However, right? But I always encourage, you know, the aspect of really just examining relationships, you know, even it doesn't even always have to be marriage, you know, it can be separation, you know, as to a relationship. Now, I do want to make the disclaimer and tell everyone, you know, I have not been married, okay? So I have not been married, but I do come from a history of where longevity, you know what I'm saying, as far as relationships and marriages and stuff like that. So I do know how to keep someone, okay? because that's what was I was born and bred, you know what I mean? But here's the thing, when it's underneath all of that, you know, what's really going on? You know, what did our elder generations hide from us, you know? What went on in the shadows, you know, what went on behind the mansion walls, you know, what truly went on? And that's been a question of mine for years,
So every now and then, you know, I do these little polls and posts. They're posts, but I call them polls, really, because you're kind of gauging and probing, you know, the masses as to where the mindset is when it comes to certain topics, and I love to do that. So this was not my original post, I will say that, but the question was this: what is the main causes of these or divorce these days? Now, I'm not going to read this right now. I am going to share it after this first clip, guys. You know, I like to use sources. Ralph Smart is today's source because he has a beautiful channel, guys. Please go like and subscribe to his channel. It's Infinite Waters on YouTube. Please support him. Love, love, love Ralph. As you guys know, all of my credits that I use will be in my show notes at the end of the podcast, guys. I love and encourage you guys to go like and subscribe to anyone that I've ever used. Support them like I support them. You know what I'm saying? So many of these people that I use have been people that I supported for years. So Ralph is one of those guys. And he says 5 signs you're in a narcissistic, abusive relationship. Right? So that's very important. Now, in my personal, I know people that are taking their power back, and I love it. I love it. I personally have taken my power back on many occasions, but I will say in that, you know, I wasn't always a victim. You know what I mean? I would reexamine some of my shit, and, you know, there's a saying that says predators no prey. And there were many times, a few times, right, where I was definitely a predator, you know, but I also been the prey. So, you know, the point is, do we stay in that, knowing that it's not working? And how many times have our elder relationships, not only just the elder relationships, but how many times in our current affairs do we stay knowing in your heart of hearts, in the pit of your soul, that this is just not working, or external conditions that make us stay. Tricky, right? So I'm going to read the comments and kind of discuss, you know, a little bit with you guys after this clip. But I wanted to start off with this clip because there you have to know that this is the type of relationship that you may be in, right? Awareness is the first step, right? So let's listen to Ralph and what he says, and maybe you have been or are in this type of relationship, all right? And we'll be back to discuss.
If you are someone who is not sure if they're in a narcissistic, abusive relationship, or if you are in a narcissistic, abusive relationship, or if you've just got out of a narcissistic, abusive relationship, deep dive as well, welcome. You've come to the right place. 5 signs you're in a narcissistic, abusive relationship, and you have to leave, and how to cope after. We got a whole lot to talk about, but first, let's breathe. That was beautiful. Let's go deep dive. Woo! Breathing in that good ass, prana baby. Raising the frequency. Raising the vibration. Sprinkling that good ass energy all over you, deep divers. Take that, take that, take that. Peace. Infinite Waters, diving deep once again. Beautiful deep dives of planet Earth. I hope you're taking care of yourself. I'm FaceTiming you right now. If you are watching this video, this is your confirmation. They have come where you now know your true value, and everything is beginning to unfold for you in the most amazing way. Has that day come for you, deep diving? Well, it's going to come after this video. because we're going to talk about it. Five signs you're in a narcissistic, abusive relationship, and you have to leave, and how to cope after. Someone sent me a message. Deep divers, add me on Instagram at Ralph Smart. Okay? Send your questions, your messages there. They asked Ralph, I'm not sure if I'm in a narcissistic relationship, but I think I am. And how can I cope after? Because I'm thinking of leaving, Ralph. Right? Deep divers, hit that like button. I'm about to go in. If you support the real, hit that like button and share this video because it's going to help you out and a lot of people. I see so many people, deep divers, who aren't happy in their relationships, who are mistreated in their relationships, who are abused in their relationships, and they settle. That has to stop. Because you didn't come here to settle for mediocre. You came here to love and be loved. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? And we ain't even had breakfast yet, deep divers. Five signs you're in a narcissistic, abusive relationship, and you have to leave, and how to cope after. What a great question. Let me dive into it straight away. So Greek mythology, Narcissus, right? Fell in love with his own reflection. He reached out to touch his reflection, and he drowned. He was that much in love with himself. Well, fast forward to right now, today's modern world. A lot of people are so self-absorbed, and we're living in a narcissistic culture. There's a saying, it goes like this: you've mastered the selfie, now master thyself. Slow motion this side. There's nothing wrong with selfies, deep divers. I take them, the cat down the road takes them. Love yourself, but there's a difference between self-love and narcissism, right? Self-love is where you love yourself, but you want other people to love themselves too. Someone who is narcissistic, on the other hand, they don't love themselves, and they don't want you to love yourself either. Because narcissistic people are so self-absorbed, they deny themselves the freedom of taking a real look in the mirror and saying, you know what? Not self-love. That's self-torture. And sometimes in life, we find ourselves in a relationship with a narcissistic person. Someone who is so self-absorbed. But how do we know? The first sign you're in a narcissistic, abusive relationship and you have to leave, and how to cope after, we're going to talk about how to cope after, right, is that you are always wrong. Ladies, fellas, ever been with someone and you're always wrong? They're always right. You're always wrong. They're always right. Don't argue with me. Do as I say, don't do as I do. They blame you for everything. One word, it begins with an A, accountability. They lack it. So this is the first sign you're in an abusive, narcissistic relationship and you have to leave. If they are gaslighting you, okay? What is gaslighting? They make you doubt your own sanity. They're like, it's all in your head. You're imagining things again. that make you feel like you're going crazy when actually they're the crazy ones, right? See how they just turn the table around? You're always wrong. They're always right. And a narcissistic person will never, ever take accountability. So if you're in a relationship right now with someone who is never taking accountability, never saying, you know what, I messed up, I'm sorry. You know what, I could have done better. No, it's always your fault. That's a sign you're in a narcissistic, abusive relationship and you have to leave. You better leave, deep divers, because you are worthy for so much more. The second sign, deep divers, you're in a narcissistic, abusive relationship and you have to leave. And how to cope after. We're going to talk about how to cope after, deep divers. They own you instead of sharing you. You are owned instead of shared. You are owned instead of shared. If you are in a relationship right now and you are a prisoner, you better leave. That's a toxic relationship. So how do people go about owning people in a relationship? Well, you are mine. You are mine. You can't look at anybody else. That's a form of abuse. Give me your phone. I'm confiscating it. I'm confiscating it right now. Deep dive, give it to me. And you've got a curfew. Bossy boots, right? That's a sign you're in a narcissistic, abusive relationship and you have to leave. Because you see, the water relationship I talk about, because there's the Coca-Cola relationship and then there's the water relationship. The water relationship is sharing. Nobody owns each other. We share each other.
Mm.
What? Slow motion this side. But you are in a narcissistic, abusive relationship if they're like, I own you. You are my property. You better leave because nobody owns anybody. We are experiencing each other. The third sign, you're in a narcissistic, abusive relationship and you have to leave. And how to cope after? We're going to talk about how to cope after. It's always about them. That's number three. They always have to have all of the attention. And you see, a narcissistic person never reaches out. They never ask, how was your day? But they always expect you to ask them, how was their day? They're not interested in you. To them, you're nothing more than a, well, background character in the relationship, a background extra in the relationship. And that's a sign you're in a narcissistic, abusive relationship. If it's always about them, they don't listen to you. They don't even see you. You don't even exist. You're a prop. What is the fourth sign? You're in a narcissistic, abusive relationship, and you have to leave and how to cope after. Don't worry, deep divers. We're going to talk about how to cope after. They embarrass you in front of your friends. They insult you in public, call you names. They embarrass you in front of your family, and they don't support you. You have to know that's not love. Someone who loves you is always going to have your back. They're always going to root for you, support you, stand by your side, be divers. If you are around someone right now who insults you, cusses you out, makes you a laughing stock in front of other people that you both know, my friend, you're in a narcissistic, abusive relationship, and you have to leave. And what is the fifth sign? You're in a narcissistic, abusive relationship, and you have to leave, and how to cope after. We're going to talk about how to cope after, deep divers. Don't worry. Number five, you have allowed yourself to be their doormat. I say you because, yes, now you have takes. Now you take some responsibility to say, you know what? I have power, and I have handed over my power to them. I have allowed myself to be their doormat. They see you beneath them. To them, you are so beneath them. And that's how you know you're in a narcissistic, abusive relationship. You are in a narcissistic, abusive relationship if they always see you beneath them. Now, how do we cope after deep dive with the solution? That's what I do right here on Infinite Waters. Once again, tail backing off number five, you have given them that permission to use you as a doormat. Right now, you have to say enough is enough. I am no longer going to be your doormat. I am no longer going to be gaslighted. I now know my value, and you must know your value. This is how to cope after. True value is internal. What? Slow motion this side. You must get that into your mind every single day, because we end up in narcissistic, abusive relationships because we are seeking external validation, and we get out of them when we now realize our true value is internal. How you cope after a narcissistic, abusive relationship. Okay, right now your self-esteem is low, your confidence is low, and you have to form a better relationship with yourself right now. The greatest relationship you can have is with yourself. You better love yourself. You better hug yourself. You better do a little samba, baby. Raising the frequency. You better realize that there is someone out there who's going to honor you, who's going to love you for you. Go where you are celebrated, not where you are tolerated, deep divers, and you better know your worth. You better stop trying so hard for people who don't give a shit. You better stop trying so hard for people who don't care. You better stop trying so hard for people who don't see you. You better stop trying so hard for people who ain't even bothered. This is how you cope after a narcissistic, abusive relationship. You now say, you know what? I know my value. I know my value. I know my worth. And I am good enough. I don't need your validation anymore because my true value is internal. And if you didn't appreciate my beautiful presence, you are going to have all the time in the world to appreciate me in my beautiful absence. What? Slow motion this side. Deep divers. Hit that like button right now. Hit that like button right now. Hit that like button right now, because I know someone out there needs to see this video. I know someone out there, someone you know, needs to see this video. Share it with your girlfriend, lady. Share it with your friends, fellas, your family members. And then just say, "Phil, so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello?" Beautiful deep dives. I'm just, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Go and check out the new book, Deep Divers, for more powerful, life-changing information just like this. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon and at ralphsmart.com/the book, The Bible of Becoming Your Greatest Version. Also, go and get the good ass prana shirts at ralphsmart.com/clothes and spreadshirt.com if you're in America. If you're a sexy ass mom, with a whole lot of heart. You want to model the clothing? You want to model the clothing? Well, go and buy some. Here to remind you, deep divers, that you are good enough, you have enough, and you are enough.
Yes.
Don't allow someone to mistreat you. Don't allow someone to abuse you. You better know your worth. I like that. One love, deep divers. Infinite waters, diving deep. Once again, stay well, stay healthy. You! Once again, deep divers, hit that like button and share this video with a friend, someone who needs it right now, because a lot of people are in abusive relationships, especially in this modern-day world, deep divers. Share it right now, okay? And leave a comment down below of gratitude and appreciation, and let me know how this video resonated with you. One love. Peace.
Infinite Waters, guys. YouTube, Infinite Waters. I promise I've been watching him for years. He has helped me to get out of a lot of self-forgiveness was a big one for me. So, you know, I highly recommend you guys to go and like and subscribe. So, how many of you have been in that type of relationship, or how many of you have been the abuser in that type of relationship? Because, see, this thing works both ways, guys. Are people just naturally abusers, right? Or, you know, is it a tiger don't change their stripes, right? Here's the thing, guys. If you are a lot like me, right, is one who has taken their power back and knows their worth, right? So that takes a lot of work, guys. It takes a lot of work and a lot of courage to truly leave something that is no longer working for you. And as he was talking, I was just thinking, you know, this doesn't have to a relationship. It doesn't have to be a marriage, okay? Again, it does not have to be a marriage. This type of relationship can play out on so many different levels. You know, it can be the parent and child. It can be the best friend relationship. It can be the cousin relationship. It can be however, you guys. If it is an abusive relationship, guys, it comes a point in your life where you're like, okay, wait, when do I take my power back? And this relationship is really, I need to distance myself from this type of abuse. You know what I mean? So it's very beautiful in taking your power back, guys. I'm a living witness of that. No more. No more. And even in that, on the external level, but internally, guys, how many times have we sat down internally and had these type of talks with ourselves? What type of narcissistic behaviors keeps us entrapped? You know what I mean? So many different ways to slice this, guys. So the question again was, what is the main causes of divorce these days in this modern world, right? So I did two polls, right? So one is financial dysfunction, guys. One person could know how to save money and know how to budget and be financially smart, you know, with their financial spending, and the other party in the relationship just could be recklessly spending, no type of financial literacy, if you will. And that's when I had to learn on my own. I had to learn that one, you know, because I was on the dysfunctional side, but I had to learn and grow to be more wise, you know, and that takes work. Any of this shit takes work, and you have to be willing to do the work to be better. And I like to say, not better just to please somebody else because that's what they want for you, but be better for you because you want to be better for you, period, right? All right, so financial dysfunction, a good one. Cheating and lying, I mean, that's a typical one. But why do we cheat? Why do we lie in these relationships? You know what I mean? Can we literally have a real conversation without somebody being a bully because, you know, you're mad at me because I'm lying and cheating, but why am I lying and cheating? I'm lying and cheating because this relationship is duh, because you do this, duh. Like, how often do we stop judging the lying and cheating on an ultimate level, but how often do we get down to the root causes on why do our spouses cheat? Why do our spouses lie? And intimidation could be a part of that, guys. Something to think about. What I said was spiritual disalignment. How often are relationships spiritual to begin with, right? Not often. But when you are in a place, in a space to where you have risen and you have connected and you have so much spiritual wealth within you and yourself, and you get entangled with someone who just has none. I mean, how, you know, like we can play on and on and on for years, but how long will that really last, guys? How long would that last? Not long, right? So, spiritual disalignment. And I kind of made up a word there, but really, right? So, let's see here. Another one was absence of love. Ooh, that's a good one. A friend of mine said marriage. Marriage yourself. You know, marriage, I don't know. A lot of people, what happened to marriage? That's another question, guys. What happened? So many, like, even this new generation that's coming up, they're not really going for it, right? Like, marriage has lost it. Okay, let me say this. It seems that marriage has lost its true value. Why? Is marriage supposed to be some type of rule book? You know what I mean? Is relationship supposed to be some type of rule book? There was a clip, guys, that I wanted to play, and I cannot play it. But I'm going to listen to it, and then I'm going to come back and try to quote. And I'm going to also leave it in the credits, guys, so you guys can look. Arisha D, she's amazing on Facebook. She has these ancestors want you to know, and they talk about marriage. Yeah, I have to listen because I don't want to quote and be wrong on that. But another brother said not spiritually communicated with each other and falling out of love with each other and not having God as your higher power in the relationship. He said these are from personal experiences. Absolutely. And I felt that that went on, that kind of coincided with my spiritual disentanglement. Like when there's, like when your connection with the higher source, or when you're, however you connect, I don't care what that is, if that is not in the mix anywhere, it's like, what are we really doing, you guys? And people are really not connected to a divine source that balances their energies. You know what I mean? Not many people, you know, I started to think, I said, you know what? Because I was mad a long time, my goddamn self. And I just had no type of, I'm just out here living recklessly, right? But a lot of people probably don't care. A lot of people really don't know the importance of it. You know what I'm saying? I like to get down to the whys and to the roots, guys. So, you know, I just started examining, like, okay, a lot of people just really don't know. You know what I mean? The importance of having balance. Ooh, unhealed traumas. That is a huge one. Unhealed traumas. And my other buddy, which is very wise, brother, he said not sharing tacos. But, you know, even though he said that, even though he jokingly said it like that, but really not sharing the bond or not being equally yoked, if you will. You know what I'm saying? Like, even though this is a mundane example, but the way, and I'm pretty sure he doesn't mind me using his name, but he's been on the podcast before, Mark. But I would love for him to break that down because I know that he had a spiritual meaning behind that example of not sharing tacos, but not being equally yoked, I would want to say, and equally imbalanced. And not sharing, period. It's all about me, the narcissistic type relationship to where they only see them and, like, you're married or the relationship, you're into their world. And you know what? Let me go back up because I think a friend of mine actually mentioned it here. She said one-sided relationship. You know what I mean? So that kind of goes in together, one-sided relationship. These are good ones, guys. I'm not going to be long today, but this is kind of like the old format that I usually do on Enhancing Awareness Radio, but I kind of want to get back into that a little bit. So I'll do my best to be creative to bring these type of podcasts and hopefully to have people join me to talk about it, right? cheating. Okay, so this was a bigger post. That was from the group, guys, but this is from a bigger feed. And cheating and family involved in your business. All false that wasn't ready for real marriage. Okay, so pretty much, you know, just marrying for the look. A lot of people want that American dream. A lot of people want that wedding dress and the beautiful fairy tale. But literally after the honeymoon is over, boom, you are to reality. And it's like, okay, wait a minute. Is this what we really wanted in the first place? Or did we do this to try to impress others, to try to impress our family, to try to impress the world? You know what I mean? I am not her. Do not try to control me. The courthouse's signature from the judge. Wait a minute, what? What is the main causes of divorce? The courthouse and so the courthouse and signature from the judge. So pretty much the contract itself, the binding spell itself. That goes back to what my friend said. He said marriage itself. Now that makes sense. That's a good one. Cheating and lack of communication. That lack of communication is huge. But with that, even in my own personal experience, with that lack of communication, one has to feel safe to openly communicate everything with you. You know what I mean? Because there's intimidation and there is bullying going on. Outdated belief systems. So the contract, you know, it has marriage become a rule, and is that rule outdated? You know, and let's plug in tradition with that. Has it become outdated? Good. Okay, marriage. There is another marriage. I believe is the leading cause of divorces. There it is again. The better question is, what ain't? People get divorced for every and anything now. So not having a tolerance to work it out, not having the patience to work it out. Now, that's what I feel a lot of the elder couples and marriages, they had the patience with each other. Now, mind you guys, I ain't never been married, so I don't know. Okay? Although, there was a lot of things that was hidden, but even though that they were hidden, how did Granny tolerate, or how was that patience tolerated with one another back in those days? Or how is it even tolerated, period? Not realizing that marriage is something that has to be worked on. People get married with the idea that if one doesn't work, it will get another. Disloyalty. Marrying the wrong person, cheating, having outsiders in your business, and not respecting each other. Ooh. Lack of interest. People get bored when they get married. Ooh, that's a good one. Social media. That's tricky. That's tricky because to control, you know what I'm saying? Like, why can't? Well, I guess that may be people in your business, but that was one in my relationship where somebody wanted me off of social media, and I'm like, you know, bitch, you can't control me and what the fuck I do, you know, like, I left that relationship because that's tricky because you're not going to control what I do. Cheating, nosy family members, lack of communication. There it is again. Oops. Damn, I clicked off of it. Oh, let me go back. Social media. Generational wealth. Ooh, what do you mean by that? Okay, marriage, there's marriage, controlling spouses, dishonesty, not being loyal, cheating. Tricky. Marriage, cheating and money. There's their financial, in that financial, I forgot what Felicia said, but that cheating and money, always been, always will be cheating and money. He stand on that. Outside voices, ooh, that can be tricky though. Things like every little can lead to it. So every little thing, communication again, cheating, bad boundaries with people outside of the marriage. Ooh, don't degrade your spouse to other people. Oh, that's a good one. Not having God in your marriage. There it is. Social media again. Too many people. Too many ways to communicate nowadays. But actually taking, talking to your significant other isn't a common thing now. Simply cheating. Okay, here's somebody that wrote a little book. Lies, no relationship, fear of commitment, no relationship skills, unrealistic expectations, not enough money and work. And the list goes on. There's your ex, lack of communication. Okay, so they kind of saying the same thing here, lying and cheating, just plain stupid and lack of respect. Finances again, cheating, no empathy, no conversation, no communication, no romance. Shall I go on? Yeah. Narcissistic, there it is. Lack of morals and loyalty. They like them younger. You know what? They like them younger. Could that they like them younger? That can be so many different varieties of people liking younger. You know, why do you like someone younger? It's because you're wanting to overpower and dominate, control, and kind of mold the relationship. Family and work, communication, trust, lies, backstabbing, cheating. Okay, so I'm going to stop right there because this thread, not wanting to be married, their ghetto ass family members, and ignorance that follows. I'm sorry, y'all, this is getting juicy. People thinking that they are God. Ooh, disrespect again. Getting married, period. Damn, constant disrespect, lack of communication. Oh, my God, this thread is long, y'all. Lack of money, trust. I mean, guys, these are some of the main common things. Y'all know one thing that sticks out with me. If you don't have that spiritual, I don't care if it's Christian, church, or spirituality, if you don't have that connection, that balance from the exterior world into the inner world, if you don't have that balance as equally yoked, I don't know what. Like, it's like the rest, the door for all of the rest of the shit, you know, falls into place. So definitely good ones, guys. I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. Again, I wasn't going to be on long, guys. I just wanted to just hop on and just kind of go over an important topic, and that's divorce. And when it comes to divorce, I don't mean just divorcing the marriage, but pretty much just leaving old friends behind and just really standing up for your ground, just moving on, just letting go. Period. You know what I mean? How to let go of someone not meant for you. So we'll go ahead and close out with that clip. Ralph Smart says, how to let go of someone not meant for you. And, I remember separating from old best friends and stuff. I'm like, damn, this shit feel like a heartbreak. This shit feel like a relationship, like I'm leaving, somebody I was having sex with or something, you know, because really that's what it is, guys. Like, if you have put a lot in and you separate from somebody like that, it's not always easy. It can take time, guys. So, you know, I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast. I'm usually on every weekend. The shows are uploaded before noon every weekend, guys. If you need to contact me for any reason, you can always do that. Link tree in the show notes. All my video credits are going to be in the show notes as well, or always in the show notes as well. If you do not see a credit there and you need for me to reference you out, I will definitely research and do that for you guys. Please join me tomorrow, guys. I think another important topic right now is thoughts, guys, these thoughts, these autopilot thoughts that we are having. So I'm going to introduce the book of the month, the audiobook by Manly P. Hall, and he talks about thoughts. So, which is very, very key in this time frame that we're in now. So, anyway, guys, peace, love, and harmony to you guys. Until next time, peace.
Ever wanted someone more than they want you, deep diver? Ever been so infatuated with someone? To breathe? Breathe? You're like, we should be together. Let's be together. Then they stare at you like this. And you actually think they want you. Then they realize you don't understand what they mean. They have to tell you, we aren't meant to be together. I'm sorry. Then you break down and cry. The cat down the road comes along and is there to keep you company. But that doesn't even suffice. Don't worry, deep divers. I've been there. Peace, infinite waters. Diving deep once again. Beautiful deep divers, we are out here in nature, baby. You can hear those beautiful lovebirds. We're just breathing in that good ass prana, baby. I'm sending you tons of love energy, deep divers. Take that, take that, take that. Now, is there someone that you really want to be with, deep divers? But you know it's not meant to be, but you still want to try your luck anyway? Do you want someone more than they want you, deep divers? How to let go of someone not meant for you? How to let go of someone not meant for you? I got a question. I woke up today, deep divers. I checked my inbox. Someone's like, Ralph, I love your videos, but I'm in a bit of a situation. Like, I've been in a relationship with this special someone for a long time, but I know in my heart they're not meant for me, but I still want to be with them, Ralph. Like, what am I to do? Can you please help? Absolutely. Deep divers. I've been there, done that, got the T-shirt. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? This is Sexology, deep divers, water, fire, hot, cold, yin, yang, daddy's home, I'm back. So let me share with you what's helped me along my journey. How to let go of someone. Many times in life, deep divers, we meet someone, and it's all going great, but then somewhere down the line, things start to change. And we can sometimes know that actually this person is not meant for us, but we're still there anyway. It's hard, isn't it, to let go when someone is not meant for you and you're not meant for them? Well, look at it like this, deep divers. Do you remember Cinderella, the story Cinderella? And Cinderella's feet actually fit in the shoe. Fitted in the shoe real good. But her stepsisters, their heels were sticking out. Well, that's kind of like the situation is. For the water relationship, which is the harmonious relationship, the shoe has to fit. Does the shoe fit, deep divers? No, it doesn't fit. When the shoe doesn't fit, don't force it. Never force love. That's what I've learned along my journey, deep divers. Never force someone to be there who doesn't want to be there. Why settle for a tight squeeze? What? Slow motion this side. When the shoe doesn't fit, deep divers, why settle for a tight squeeze? Like, I'm a Pisces, deep divers, and that means whatever comes, I let it come. Whatever stays, I let it stay. And whatever goes, I let it go. Right now in my life, I don't want to force anybody to be somewhere, they don't want to be. I'm like, hey, if you don't want to be here, leave. If you want to be here, stay. Deep divers, I pose this question to you. Would you rather someone really want to be there, genuinely? It's coming from their heart. Yeah, I want to be with you. Or would you try and manipulate someone to be with you? Which one would you prefer? Which one would you prefer, deep diver? Exactly. You want someone who actually is choosing to be there voluntarily and is coming from their heart space, right? The only way that can happen is when you let them do what they have to do. When you say, okay, choose. And whatever your decision, I'm cool with that. Right? That's how to let go of someone not meant for you. Not everybody who comes into your life, deep divers, is meant to stay forever. Some people are just passing through. But I guarantee you, you can learn from this experience. I guarantee you that there is still something valuable to take away from this experience that can stay with you forever. But the lessons learned from that relationship can stay with you forever. Oh, baby. Deep divers, how to let go of someone not meant for you. Be honest. How honest are you, deep divers? Many times, once again, we love to fool ourselves to say, actually, this person is so meant for me. But they don't think so. And you know anyway, in your heart of hearts, that something isn't quite right. Your intuition tells you that. So you have to start listening to your intuition. If you have that small voice inside of you saying, actually, it might be time to call it a day, listen to it. When it comes to true love, effort is needed, but force is never needed. So you have to remind yourself every single day that I have to get honest with myself to say, look, is this working? If it's not working, what can we do about it? Both of you have to be honest. To say, actually, are we holding each other back? Do you know, deep divers, there is somebody right now on planet Earth who would love just to be with you for 5 minutes. Forget about 5 years like that person, just 5 minutes. But if you are with someone who is not meant for you, you are missing out on that opportunity. Deep divers, realize to let go of someone not meant for you. You have to realize that there is no shame. No. Look, if your friends and family laugh because it didn't work out for both of you, let them laugh. There is no shame in saying, look, we have learned what we need to learn and let's both go our separate ways. Because both of us would be better suited to someone else that can help us evolve to the next level of greatness. But we have learned everything we can learn with each other. And we can still be friends. It can still be amicable. But it's time to stop holding each other back so we can move on to the new chapter in both of our lives. Oh, my gosh, that's, like, so mature. That's right, Deep Divers. To let go of someone not meant for you, you have to be mature about the situation. And you have to realize this, Deep Divers. Relationships are like swings and roundabouts. Sometimes it's not working, then sometimes it can work. Love can be a battlefield at times. Sometimes it can take a few months or even a few years for everything to get right again. And you have to learn how to hold the space. Holding the space is to say, actually, okay, it's not working right now, but I'm going to give you time. And I'm going to take time myself to go off into the Himalayas, go and meditate, go and meet Ralph Smart in the secret garden, go and meditate to really clear my mind, to really say, actually, is this the right relationship for me? So holding the space is to actually allow that person to roam free, to actually be free. And you also be free within yourself. And that's how to let go of someone not meant for you. Because Deep Divers, I've got news for you. You can never lose what does not truly belong to you. What? Slow motion this side. Remind yourself, Deep Divers, in relationships, we never own anybody. We are only expendable.
Let me repeat that.
Remind yourself, Deep Divers, in relationships, we never own anybody. We are only experiencing them. So take it for what it is. When I told you to be honest, okay, that's how to let go of someone not meant for you. Being honest means this. Stop trying to paint a different picture. See things for what they are instead of trying to paint out a different picture of how you want it to be in your mind. No. See things as they are. See it for what it is, not for how you want it to be. Let me repeat that. See this relationship for what it is, not how you want it to be. But Ralph, I want it to be so amazing. Like, I had this dream of us having children together. No, what it is, what is it right now? Both of you are incompatible, and you have to be honest with that reality. It can change, but what is the current reality? You have to honor that, and that's how you both move forward. Deep Dive is how to let go of someone not meant for you. 7-Day Vegan Challenge. Amazing things, amazing things happen when you are both eating breakfast first thing in the day, okay? Like when you're both talking over a green juice smoothie, some apricots and some coconuts, okay? Be open to communication with them, because communication is the foundation of a great relationship. The reason why a lot of relationships go pear-shaped, what's wrong with pear-shaped? Exactly, I always thought that too, Deep Divers. Is because communication breaks down. So you have to communicate with them how you really feel about the situation. What you want, what they want. Have a plan, okay? Be honest with yourself to say, actually, are my needs being met? Are their needs being met? Realize it's never personal. So go out. Go out on a dinner, okay? Go for a beautiful meal and really have a hearty meal so you can both open up your hearts to each other. And who knows, it can still work out for you. Deep Divers, how to let go of someone not meant for you. Anytime we can sense that we're losing someone in our life, we aren't hurt. Our ego is hurt. Our ego hates to lose things. And when it knows someone is actually slipping out of our grasp, it panics and it wants to control. It wants to control the other person. But Deep Divers, realize, let your ego be hurt. Because once again, love is not about force, it's about flow. Love is not about force, it is about flow. And that's where we have to be heading to. Realize deep diving once again, you can never lose what truly belongs to you. And what is truly meant for you will always gravitate back towards you. It will always find its way back towards you. Realize today, deep divers, you have options. There are people who are waiting, lining up, queuing up to be with you. You have to realize that. That sometimes you have to let something go that's good to get something even better. Slow motion this side. Deep divers. How to let go of someone not meant for you. You have to do what's best for both of you. Okay, what is best for both of you right now? It could be to work things out. It could be to take some time apart. It could be to go your separate ways. It could be just to be friends. It could be to terminate all communication. That's why communication is so important. You have to do what is best for both of you that will help both of you to evolve to the next level of greatness within each of your lives. To let go of someone who is not meant for you, deep divers, realize that change. We thought it would go like this and went like that, and that's okay. This is part of life. Change is the only constant. All you have to do is work on yourself every single day, and you will naturally attract your reflection. Let them go and be free. Let people be with who they are supposed to be with. When you realize there is nothing that you have to do except accept yourself. And once you do that, your reflection will accept you. And then you'll just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? Beautiful deep divers. We're just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. Shout out to everybody who's been rocking the amazing good ass prana shirt at ralphsmart.com/clothes. Got a question for me, deep divers? Add me on Instagram at Infinite Waters. And the model search is on. If you are a sexy ass model, woo, with a lot of heart, DM me on Instagram at Infinite Waters. Check out the new book, Deep Divers, for more information like this. Feel Alive by Ralph Smart on Amazon. Have a beautiful day, Deep Divers. Peace. Infinite Waters, diving deep once again. Stay well, stay healthy. You, whoever is meant for you, will never, ever reject you. Peace.
The way that you yours too. Something is missing, see all of this distance is very unusual. Someday I hope you can find a way to my heart again. Just let me go if that's what it is. Niggas don't love no one but themselves. I can't deny all the feelings I felt. I laid it all on my line, boy you consistently lied to me. Said you never betray me for no other girl. I could've cheated, but I kept it real. So fucking stupid in love with a girl. Boy, you don't know what you want. First it was Britney, and then it was Sydney, and now it's Alisa. I asked you what's up, and you say you don't know, as if you caught amnesia. I'm
so disappointed. All of this shit is annoying. I'm sick of starting over every month. I'm always falling in and out of love, cause I don't wanna be with a man if he ain't gon' have my interest. I don't want your love anymore, cause you don't take this serious. I don't wanna talk things out, I've already heard your story. It's the same old lies, you know you niggas ain't right. Gotta cut you out of my life. Don't tell me you love me, tell me you love me, cut it out. Don't tell me you need me, tell me you need me, cut it out. Don't tell me you love me, tell me you love me, cut it out. Don't tell me you need me, tell me you need me. You don't like when I get on your case, talking to me like you can't be replaced. Now you're disrupting my peace. Fuck out my way, boy, I'm just tryna leave. Cause I ain't got nothing for no one. Boy, I'm so blue, got a rose on. Acting like I was the only one. Really, one woman is not enough for me. You